Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a 3X published author, master manifester, and your cheerleader bestie on the internet. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. In today's episode, we will be discussing beginner souls versus advanced souls. The prize in the game is the soul. What is the point in playing the game of life if, at the end of your days, you are depleted and drained by the world, never having done any of the things you wanted to do, never seeing your dreams or going for your big goal? At the end of your game, you will want to reflect on a life of value that satisfied you, not others. The game of life is one thing. To win in the world, you often feel abundant when you have material objects or the things they tell you to chase: the fancy car, the job title, the bag of the moment. And once you win the soul game, none of that matters. And in that moment, you will be happy whether you have any of that or not. You will be happy to simply be alive because you are happy in your soul. All happiness achieved in the game of life is fleeting. The only happiness that is ever sustaining is that which is reached through winning the soul game. Souled individuals. This refers to people who are deeply connected with their inner spirit, those who are filled with inspiration and the energy to complete their plans most of the time. This does not mean they are good people or that others like them. Being a souled individual is not the same as being a soulful person, the term many use to describe someone who is nice to everyone or only gives out love. The two are separate and distinct. A souled individual is someone with a direct connection to source energy who uses it to express themselves in alignment to their soul and purpose. These individuals are usually in tune with their purpose and passion. They are perceived as being full or complete due to their rich internal world and connection to their soul. They lack nothing when it comes to being okay with being themselves, and their outer world usually tends to reflect that they are one of the lucky ones, and everything just happens for them and consistently aligns in divine timing. Advanced souls, signs, and milestones. Advanced souls are believed to have experienced many lifetimes, accumulating wisdom, lessons, and spiritual growth. Their experiences have expanded their understanding and perspective about the nature of existence. Deep empathy and compassion. Advanced souls often exhibit a profound sense of empathy and compassion for all living beings. They can feel deeply connected to others, understanding their emotions and perspectives with great depth. Inner peace and acceptance. They tend to have a serene demeanor, accepting life's challenges with grace and viewing them as lessons rather than punishments. They are not easily swayed by materialistic desires or societal pressures. Wisdom beyond their years. Advanced souls often demonstrate insights and understanding that seem beyond their chronological age. They are seekers of knowledge and are often drawn to philosophical and spiritual discussions, eager to explore the deeper meaning of life. Beginner souls, signs, and milestones. Beginner souls are relatively new to the cycle of reincarnation, having experienced fewer lifetimes compared to advanced souls. They are in the early stages of their soul's journey, learning basic lessons about existence, emotions, relationships, and the physical realm. Strong attachment to the physical realm. Beginner souls often have a strong connection to materialistic desires, seeking pleasure, wealth, and status as primary objectives in life. Difficulty in handling emotional challenges. They might struggle to manage their emotions effectively, swinging between extremes of joy, anger, sadness, and love. They are still learning how to navigate the complexities of relationships and human emotions. Tendency to conform. Beginner souls might exhibit a higher tendency to follow societal norms, valuing acceptance and fitting in. They might be less inclined to question conventions or explore deeper existential questions. An old soul refers to an individual who, despite their physical age, demonstrates wisdom, empathy, and sensitivity typically associated with those of older age. They are often characterized by a deep understanding and connection with the world around them. Such people are highly empathetic and sensitive to others' emotions, which can sometimes lead to them feeling overwhelmed, thus requiring time alone to recharge. Typically, they prefer observation over active interaction, offering them a broader understanding of situations and people around them. The final stage of a spiritual path varies, based on different spiritual traditions and practices. For many, the ultimate stage is often described as a state of enlightenment, self-realization, or union with the divine. It's a stage where one achieves full spiritual awakening, total awareness, inner peace, and an understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. This stage usually involves transcending the ego and recognizing one's true self and its unity with the universe or the divine. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you are ready to change your life, my book, Soul Game, is now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social media, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.